Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. A new Israeli government is in place, but the big question, for how long? That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Winky, I guess as of Sunday evening, the new Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, your thoughts?
That seems to be the case. By the end of last week, Netanyahu and Likud more or less yielded their efforts to try to pull away members of Knesset from the two right-wing parties. But as of Friday morning, he's basically signed all the coalition agreements that have to be laid out for everybody to see.
Winky, with that in mind, then we're looking at Prime Minister Netanyahu as the opposition leader. That positions him with a great opportunity to be able to bring this government down and do it really soon. Can you explain how this government could fall and very quickly?
Well, the easiest way, of course, to bring up issues on which the two right-wing parties to join up with center-left and extreme-left and an Arab party will bring up these issues that they committed themselves to the voters. The more you do that, the more you embarrass them. These issues would be in the area of Jewish residency in Judea and Samaria, or would be religious issues. And so such issues will be kept, you know, in the headlines in high profile. Hopefully, what that means is that the government will begin to argue among themselves, and perhaps it will break up. The only thing working against that is that it's a rotation agreement, Jimmy. So Naftali Bennett gets to be prime minister for about a year and a half or so, a little bit longer. And Lapid, we all know, desperately wants to be prime minister. So he might quiet everybody until he is prime minister. He doesn't care then for how long he is prime minister, but he will get that distinguished and honored position. And for his ego, it might not be too short a coalition, but definitely after 18 months are up and the rotation goes through, the tension will be great.
Winky Medad discussing the new Israeli government and how long before that government will fall and then Israel will have to go to new elections. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's plan for directing this world in His will is human government. Israel now has a new government in place. But for how long will that government be operating? Only time will tell, but God's plan will work out. That's Revelation chapter 17, verse 17. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...